Hi, I'm Molly Jo Tilton, reporter at KWBU and hobbyist reader. On this week's episode of Likely Stories, we'll be talking about Trust by Hernan Diaz. This historical fiction novel won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 2023 and has been described as a literary puzzle. To be completely honest, this book was a gift and I nearly didn't finish it twice. Broken into four novellas of competing narratives, Trust asks its readers to decide for themselves what the truth is behind Wall Street tycoon Andrew Bevel's rise to power. The first of four novellas, Bonds, lays out a fairly straightforward, if at times boring, representation of the rise and fall of Bevel, or Benjamin Rask as he is known in Bonds. It follows the typical American dream. A supposed self-made man builds an empire, but finds himself wanting a wife. Then, soon after their marriage, his wife becomes ill and he will do anything to cure her, even if it leads to her death. And usually, that's where the story would end. But Hernan Diaz fractures that original, straightforward story with three other perspectives of the same life. Altogether, the novel is comprised of four competing narratives. First, the fictional novel, Bonds, then an unfinished autobiography, a memoir, and finally, unedited journal entries. Hernan Diaz effortlessly creates a collection of short stories that feel as if they are written by four distinct writers, proving exactly why he won the Pulitzer. As I said earlier, this novel was not easy for me to get through. The pacing in the first novella, Bonds, was too slow for my liking and dragged out some historical facts that I found uninteresting. The second novella, Andrew Bevel's unfinished autobiography, felt poorly written and I easily became distracted by the unfinished thoughts and overinflated sense of self ever present in this novel. While I feel this was likely intentional on Diaz's part, it nearly lost me as a reader. Had it not been a gift, this is where I would have put the book down. But I persisted, and I'm so glad I did. The third novella, a memoir written by the woman who ghost wrote Bevel's autobiography, was the first time in this novel I didn't feel like I was counting down the pages. The novella follows her story as both his writer and a young woman navigating New York in the 30s and 40s. As she reflects on her time with Bevel, she and the reader is forced to realize the lengths Andrew Bevel went to minimize his wife's role in their life. The final novella features a series of journal entries from Mildred Bevel, shortly before her death. This novella provides the most intriguing look into the lives of the Bevels and what role Mildred truly played in their success. Trust, in its entirety, is a wonderful experiment in perception, forcing the reader to examine how the person who holds the metaphoric microphone can influence the truth. And every time I thought I had a good handle on what the story must be, a new piece of information would change my grasp of reality. This novel was extremely thought-provoking, and I can't help but feel like the journey was worth the painstaking first half.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.